A Massachusetts trial judge recently ruled that a devout Muslim woman could not testify in a criminal case unless she removed her niqab, the veil that covers the face with a slit for the eyes. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. Traditionally, a defendant's constitutional right to confront witnesses meant a face-to-face encounter. But this Muslim woman, like many others, believes that wearing the niqab is obligatory, and the woman was the crucial prosecution witness. The case turned on her credibility, and so the trial judge ruled she could not testify wearing the veil, which, as a practical matter, meant that the prosecution would have to dismiss the criminal charge. But on appeal, a single justice of the state's highest court reversed, ruling that the witness could testify wearing her niqab, which she did, testifying that the defendant, her ex-boyfriend, broke into her house, hit her, and grabbed her around the neck, when then her new boyfriend, now her husband, intervened. But there were no signs of forced entry, and the police found the defendant stabbed and bleeding badly after the confrontation. The woman told the police that he had arrived in that condition. The jury's verdict? Not guilty. The take-home here? A defendant's and others' constitutional rights can be in conflict. And this case, which did not reach the full Supreme Judicial Court, did not resolve the issue. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.